ladies and gentlemen, it's Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 8/7/2020. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, been hearing all day about the 2-meter repeaters in New York City and something big being up. I think the president is in New Jersey at his golf course, and he's going to speak at 7 p.m. tonight, Eastern Time, which is about now. I don't know what he's going to be talking about just exactly yet, because I'm on the air. But I will say this, is that I've not heard of the widespread repeaters being off all around the country, anything like that. He had a little cryptic remark the other day, but that's about the size of that. He does have big-time enemies. He's acknowledging that. And it could be something that's up, but I'm going to tell you. The Red Chinese had him bracketed with electronic warfare with the loon balloons last week when he was in West Texas. Maybe he's taking additional measures to protect him while he's in New Jersey. And if so that you understand, these loon balloons going up, and I don't see them up over the East Coast at this time, because they don't need them there because they can use the New York City communication saying under de Blasio and under Cuomo to talk to their protesters. But the fact of the matter is that the Red Chinese can give orders to Antifa or to any of their operatives that are out there. Did you also see a false positive test on Governor DeWine, all right, a false positive on the COVID, and then a few hours later, he's tested negative, okay? So it's kind of interesting, you see, in terms of these tests and all of this, and I'm still not saying that you should just not be careful. Everybody should be careful. But this thing is going to go down and continually get worse. The stuff is going to get wilder. You now have Facebook absolutely taking out Trump PACs. No ads being placed by certain PACs of Trump, you know, Trump's PACs. You got Twitter getting rid of the conservatives. Anybody on it? So they're doing everything they can do to get rid of President Trump and to deny his election. Meanwhile, Biden just keeps imploding on himself, and he hasn't even been out of the box. But that does not mean that Biden could not win. If they steal this election for him, and they could do that through not only the purloined or ballots that are being printed and sent to everybody, including people's cats and dogs get them, and people have been dead for 30, 40 years and that kind of stuff, and you got an apartment building, and, you know, I remember working as a super of 312 flats and assisting on a 240, and for a short period of time, and I'm tell you, mail used to come into the mailboxes, and the mailman would be in these buildings, you know, for a long time, trying to put the mail in the boxes. And then the people that didn't have anything there, you know, I mean, he just put it all in the box. Well, there's five different people have lived in that apartment in the last 10 years, and all of them are getting mail still. So as far as that goes, they can do it, steal it that way. They can also do it via the computer. Now, President Trump helped to crack down on that quite a bit. And attention was paid to that because the Russians did do some, you know, things playing around with it. But who did it before the Russians was the powers that be inside the United States. So if people are not paying attention to the cyber thing again, then it used to be that you could change the votes in these voting machines in a heartbeat and, you know, or change the vote totals even after they were counted. So just to let you know, this thing is not a done deal for Trump, nor is it a done deal for Biden either. Well, this is going to get wilder and wilder and wilder. And then from what we've seen, even if Trump would to pull ahead and win, they're going to flip the switch on every communist Luciferian scumbag from here to China and go wild. Or maybe they'll go to war. Maybe they'll take us out with, some kind of electromagnetic weapon and do an EMP on us. And, I'll tell you, it's kind of interesting. Somebody sent me an article about which the Pentagon apparently has re-released through a London news organization about how they're putting up surveillance balloons to interdict the drugs off the coast and that kind of stuff. I suspect it's to muddy the waters from a certain hawk who has called attention to a lot of this stuff and, quite frankly, has tracked it with somebody who's an expert tracker. Somebody who in the old days could find the bad guys, they can find them still today, and whose clearances are still good and all of that. But I will tell you this, that the stated reason for the loon balloons and stuff is to help with rural Wi-Fi and, underserved people and all of that, do a little weather and, blah, 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 blah. But why is it that, over Nevada area, there's about 8 of them, Southern Oregon and on into Nevada, there's about 8 of them now. There were 7 yesterday. Or that, why did the one that was popped up 450 miles off the coast of California, why did that one that probably popped up from a sub, because there was no commercial traffic of anybody's nation in that exact area, and in the middle of the night they popped one up, and then that went off the coast somewhere probably near Vandenberg in between San Francisco and halfway between there and San Diego. There's that space launch area at Vandenberg, which is above top secret. Because there was a SpaceX launch yesterday, I believe, out of Florida. So if they're sitting up there and they got a Vandenberg is on that line, then they could pick up traffic from the space launch people in Florida from there. And then watch all the West Coast. But what's interestingly enough, last night in the middle of the night, something was emitted from that platform, which is a larger platform than the normal loon balloon platforms, apparently. It emitted another balloon at that altitude, which then dropped into the jet, and then it came over and it replaced the one that was in between just north of Kansas City, which would be in between the road to go to Offutt and also at about the same distance for Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri. But that one popped up and took the place of the other. That means the other went down somewhere. So this is quite interesting. Now they can also, depending upon where they're at, they can jam, they can do different things, they can vacuum up all the traffic, they can communicate or relay communications through their aspects down to their Antifa in the street, or their Red Chinese Asian tour in the street, or to the George Soros captains in the street, and give their little Mao Zedong-type orders, you see. It's kind of interesting. But I will just state it one more time for the Pentagon and all you boys. If you brought that thing out, and you brought it out in a left-wing newspaper in London, Well, you did. All right. And then all of that stuff was basically a rehash of stuff from over a year, 2 years ago. And you guys are not interested in the Pentagon in drug interdiction anyway. Because you people and the CIA have been bringing in the drugs for so long, it's not funny. Okay? Ain't even funny. I mean, and I go all the way back to the Nguyen Hand Bank and all of that stuff and, you know, all of the Kun Sa. And, I mean, I knew Bo Greitz, who went up with Scott Weekly, the Navy SEAL, and him and some Italian TV photographers. They went up and went to go see Kun Sa. And then Kun Sa went on the videotape at that time and said for the one-time payment of $12 billion that he would stop all heroin traffic and opium traffic in all of Southeast Asia, in the Shan states, Laos, Cambodia, the Golden Triangle. And Greitz brought that message back, Colonel Bo Greitz, Special Force Colonel, brought that message back, and when he brought that message back and put it out, the video of Kun Sa, then also describing how the George Herbert Walker Bush, well, the drug czar under Reagan, and then vice president, but the drug czar, and then how he, and then in those days, allegedly under Secretary of State Richard Armitage, built a highway so that they could run trucks down from the Shan all over, and they didn't have to use the little pony horses with the backward stirrups on them. And for those of you bought in that area, you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that is an interesting thing on the drugs. And basically then if you go and you look at Terry Reid and all the people that talked about, you know, Honduras and all of that crew, you know, and then what was his name? Celly Castillo, the top DEA agent, wrote the book, Powder Burns. And the whole Operation Centaur Rose, where the triangle trade was cocaine, money laundering, and arms, you know, in Arkansas. Under Black Rose, Poppy Bush, you ran Centaur Rose. So I don't think the drug interdiction is really what you're into. And even if it was, I guess then either all of the prospectors and boroughs of the prospectors and a few of the loose gamblers and a few of the houses of ill repute and the opal miners in northern and gold and silver miners in Nevada, I guess they need 8 of them up there for rural Wi-Fi, right? Or are those watching our above top secret Area 51 S4 bases to look for any kind of operations being done or any launching of any triangular craft or any other experimental craft that might go after the Red Chinese? So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to keep reporting on this as I get information, but this is to tell you that this is not a Pentagon group overlaying this. That's all muddying the waters. These are a Chinese corporation or company that privately owns this balloon company that basically is the Google balloon. And it's operating as a Red Chinese communications, signal intelligence, and possibly offensive capability using narrow beam type equipment to create scalar frequencies that could impact you personally, a neurophysiological implant, or that could possibly generate a frequency that could influence weather, or that could possibly generate a frequency that might take out the avionics of an aircraft. So consequently, one more time, the true real people in the NSA and in the DIA and in the Pentagon and all of that understand that the top slaughters are not going to tell you what this crap is really about, and that most of them work for the London banks and are pocketing big-time cash in the Channel Islands or in the Anstalts and Liechtenstein, you know, or the Caribbean in the Caymans. I went to Grand Cayman one time, just for a short 2, 3, 4 days once. A company that I had worked for at that time, I took everybody down there. And I went downtown, and the heck, there was in, you know, one area, there was like 800 banks, you know, and they're just like, look like small offices in strip malls, you know. Well, it doesn't take much to do it that way. Oh, now Fauci's saying the vaccine has not a great chance of being highly effective. Oh, so Fauci, maybe we ought to lock him down. Maybe we ought to lock Fauci down and take away all of his income. And then let him be in the situation where everybody else is, to where they don't have 20 or 30 bodyguards on them to protect them. Okay? Maybe old Fauci needs to get his money clipped and see how he likes it, like all the other people out here, you know, a lot of them. But the other thing I want to say is this, and this was interesting to me. Did you see the mugshots of the arrestees in Portland, the 15 or so of people that were arrested very recently in Portland? And out of the 15 people there, allegedly, 12 of them were public school teachers. So you see, between the public school teachers and the regular ABC, CBS, NBC, blah, 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 MSNBC news people and the New York Times and the Washington Post and the certain other big newspapers, it seems as though a lefty, LGBTQ, XYZ, 54739, leftist, Luciferian crowd has actively been placed in these positions to start to take over the education, to take over this. And then I was thinking, in the old dark 30 this morning, about how I remember being in second grade, and we were given actually a small comic book. And the comic book dealt with communism, all right, and how it worked and everything, and taught us in the space of a comic that was provided to the schools from private money donated, but it was utilized by the schools to teach what the heck communism was all about. And we were taught in second grade. Now compare that to what they teach in second grade these days. I don't think you learn your multiplication tables or how to add, subtract, or divide, or how to write in cursive, because I don't think they even do that anymore. Why write in cursive when you can just type it out on your text computer, you know, and print it, all right? But that is what I'm trying to say. That function that used to be the strength was the public educational system and the good teachers and all of the good people. That has now been taken over by the lefties and then also by historical revisionists, some of which have been the Japanese for a number of years. They donated all the textbooks for the quote-unquote social studies class. Well, it should be history, you know, and geography should be separate subjects. And then sociology would be another subject, but they've wrapped all of that up into conditioning, you see. So we've lost the kids, and then I just heard before I came on air tonight, an interesting thing is that there's a great reaction out there in America, is that with all these public school teacher unions, and I'm not anti-good teacher, and if you belong to a union, many of them have to in order to be in the school district. Or they get beat up by the lesbos that are in it and didn't, all right? Or the lefty thugs that would keep you from not joining it. And teachers have not made traditionally a lot of money, and I understand all of that, but traditionally they used to have the summer off, okay? And, I mean, back in those days, when I remember teachers and what they made, back in those days, pro football players didn't make that much money either. And I remember the old Chicago Bears and the old Packers and all of that, and half of them guys would sell used cars during the after football season, or sell insurance or something like that. Or if you were real good, like Ronnie Bull, who was a running back for the Chicago Bears, and that was in the championship days, and Billy Wade as a quarterback, and Doug Atkins as a, you know, defensive end and all of that kind of stuff. But, and Ditka was a, you know, tight end. Ronnie Bull used to own a bowling alley. Well, that was big stuff, you know. Now in Kansas City, Pat Mahomes, who's a great quarterback and made big contract, biggest one ever. Well, he took part of his 12-year, $500 million contract and bought part of the Kansas City Royals. So there's quite a difference yesterday versus today. But the teachers in the union, I don't fault a union, so to speak. But if you're going to use the union to destroy America, if you're going to use the union to institute communism, then that I do disagree with. If you want to have it in check against, you know, a corporation, and there is quite a difference there. Corporations, the CEO of a corporation in the old days, the president or the chairman of the board might have made 12 to 15 times more than the guy on the shop floor did. Well, now these days that would be 1,200 times more. Okay. So in terms of that, I remember guys making in the construction trades who were unionized making more per hour than they would do today, back in the 50s and 60s. So I understand the difference in terms of the middle class and how the middle class has been stripped out. But that does not mean that you're going to get any more if you take it and go communistic. So when I see then these hardcore Marxists or Maoists as the public school teachers getting arrested for trying to burn down buildings in Portland, you know, or set them on fire or take on the police and everybody for days on end, for 70 days on end, then what I say is baloney. Long after about the 10th or 12th day, they should have brought out quote unquote. This is old Hawk's old timey quote. So it's just old timey goofball quote, right? Bring out the riot gun. Put the buckshot in it. Or like Hawk says, you know, the little bit more modern Hawk says, like the Mexican colonel in Cancun who stuck his hand out and they put a Thompson submachine gun in it and he went in the Plaza Caracol. Let's see, what year was that? Should I give a year? That might have been about 80, I don't know, maybe 88, maybe somewhere in there, 88, 89, I don't know. 88, maybe 89, the Plaza Caracol, and and he stitched up about the first two, three rows. They got the bullhorn out, and they said, lay down, levántese, no se mueven, all right? And then they load them up in trucks, and half an hour later, it was Plaza Caracol, back to the high-end shopping in the Punta, La Punta, and Cancun. So somebody, after a certain point in time, has to say, okay, that's it. We're not going to let you disrupt the entire downtown of a major American city for 70 nights in a row and try to burn crap down and destroy businesses, destroy people's harmony, the ability for them to walk down a public street. I mean, sure, if you have a robbery or a high, you know, or a pickpocket or a hijack or something, that's a different story. But I mean, night after night after night after night, you know, guys in the lefty side in, you know, $1,000 worth of body armor and, helmets and crap and with blow torches and grinder machines and weed blowers and fireworks that have nails and things in them as well when they explode them. I mean, let's come on. Take them out of the box. You know, get it out of there. Stop the crap. It ceased to be a protest a long time ago. When they burnt down Minneapolis, it ceased to be a protest. Oh, and that's another one. They've got up there around Minneapolis in that area. They've got south of it there. They've got another loon balloon, okay? So it wouldn't surprise me to see something go on there again. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Ordo Ab Chao. This is the creation of the chaos from which then is to come the order. But you see, what they want to do is to get rid of Trump, take your guns away, get rid of all the police, and then make their Marxist secret police and their jack drugs, you know, jack draws and stuff of their secret people's revolution, you know, Mao Zedong, great thing where they had all the people, the young people, destroying the entire culture. I mean, I saw recently, not too far away with them 2 miles where I'm at, they were like 15-year-old girls, and they were all white, and they were on a street corner with BLM and with the black fist holding it up in the air and, you know, all of this kind of stuff, yelling at cars and screaming and preventing people from who were trying to cross the street at the lights, the street lights on a busy commercial corner, hassling them, and they were all 15, 16-year-old white girls for Black Lives Matter. Well, those people have been brought into this game, either duped or they are brought in, and they're basically radical Marxists, even at that age, and have been taught. So I'm telling you, the Luciferian night is getting overthrown on us, laid over us, and this is the last opportunity, this is the last dance to where the ballot box may even work, if it in fact this year even works. And you're going to see a flip-flop of a whole lot of stuff. And when the other party, in Texas, they let the protesters protest and do whatever they want in Dallas. But the, you know, the third party, they won't let them have a little nice, fine little get together, you know, with debates and that kind of stuff. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but I think Lord Jesus had something to say about it. And I'll tell you, if you understand it and you get it, then here's what we'll say again. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. We're just in the beginning of sorrows. And how bad is it going to get, Hawk? How bad? Well, ask Lord Jesus. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. That's why I brought out again last night the Bibles going into the mountain tribes in Indochina, which have been largely shut out from the Lord, and now they're on fire for him, thanks to our friends, the Nunamakers and others who are dedicated to bringing the gospel in to those people who are hungry for it. But then Lord Jesus in Matthew 24 goes on to say, and woe to them that are with child, and them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be. Oh, so does it begin on a Sabbath in the winter? Great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. That means a whole lot of people going to die, okay? But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Who is the elect? The elect are those that really and truly have Lord Jesus as their Savior. And if you have not repented of your sins to Jesus and ask him to come into your heart, to be your Savior, to wash you clean, and even all you old backsliders out there, the ones that have really done the dirty dog deal stuff, you know what I'm saying? The ones who you feel you're beyond the pale. What do you got to lose? It's the best deal in town if you say, Lord, I am a sinner. I want to repent of my sins, and I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart to be my Savior. And if you're sincere, then he will start to wash you clean. You may not get a full, you know, shampoo and a cleaned up right away. But it's going to start falling away and falling away, and you're going to get washed another layer down and another layer down, and pretty soon you come out, you know, just like Tide or Cheer, you know, or whatever. Whatever people use these days. And pretty soon you got some clean clothes. You got a clean world. You see, you've had your stuff washed off of you. That doesn't mean that you're a sissy or a wussy or a this or a thatty. That means the Lord has cleaned you up and allows you to then walk straight in his eyes, okay? And to follow the commandments. And I'm going to tell you, it's awfully hard in this world, isn't it? And it ain't always black and white. There's a lot of gray out there, it seems to me. But in terms of that, the gate's narrow. The gate's real narrow. And the number of people who actually work on behalf of Lord Jesus, and boy, we're not perfect, but I work for him. I know others that do work for him. For real. And it does not seem like there's all that many people that are truly on the side of the Lord Jesus. And I wish there were more, but I'm going to tell you what. When you work for him and he's with you and you're with him and he's in you, You know, I mean, it's a whole nother deal. And stuff comes off of you and falls off of you, but that doesn't mean that you're not without sin. But it means that you're trying, you know. It means that you're doing and working on his behalf, because he is the real commander in chief. Lord Jesus is the CIC. And I'm going to try to be as obedient to him as possible. So now they're talking, you know, a new model says there's going to be 300,000 deaths by December 1 with the COVID. Well, then they're going to release something else, a different strain, a different thing, okay? And I will say this to you, ladies and gentlemen. It's getting real interesting. Getting real, really, really interesting. And the Chinese and the different people and the Soros crowd, they're going to start amping up. Going to amp up. And we already had the situation where they were going to deploy snipers in Austin. And they had them running around in gun trucks. All right. And you see, if you have veterans, not all veterans are always conservative either. Some get come away and get taken the whole different path down the line. And the Bolshevik Revolution came out of the First World War, did it not? And you're going to see a continued breakdown of the situation in the big cities as the Civil War starts to begin. And I've read to you from Thomas Chittin, Civil War II, because I thought he was pretty well right on the money. And I've read to you about all the different things, the different characteristics, the different characteristics of the different types, the different stages of Civil War II, and all the things that are happening, and how then you're going to have economic collapses and all these different things that are start to go down in the same time frame. And small-scale ethnic cleansing as merchants, homeowners, and others are driven out of areas in which they are not the race of a majority of the inhabitants. Increasing commonness of terrorist bombing, sabotage, other acts of violence against the government. A steady rise of tribal violence as individuals and small groups increasingly attack persons of other ethnic groups. Increasing talk of secession, second civil war by both the establishment and anti-establishment groups and individuals. Increasingly frequent tribal riots, some featuring multiple day extension, like 70 days in Portland or like the Chaz or Chop, barricades and heavy weapons. The fragmenting and politicizing of the military, covert and overt racial factions will become common. Our military will come to resemble the old Soviet military as affirmative action officers politicize it by purging conservative whites and promoting minorities and radical whites. Now, I saw this the other day, and there was a soldier with the black beret on, which used to be for the Rangers, but now everybody gets a beret, like everybody got a trophy in Little League, you know, whether they won or not. Participation trophy. But there was a flag out on the parade ground and they were saluting it, and it was under the American flag, and the flag said Black Lives Matter in an army base. So there it is right there. So now, now, you know, that, let's see what stage that was. that was part of the terrorist phase, talking about some of that. Now we're already into parts of the guerrilla war phase. All right. But in that terrorist phase, it's going to start looking more like Bosnia and Somalia and Haiti and, you know, the Mideast and different places, and like Beirut was years ago. The splitting of the many American groups and institutions along ethnic lines and even the political parties. Abandonment of some areas of the cities by the police to gangs and other armed non-governmental groups. White police will be purged from urban forces, and also black police too, because they're strong against the blacks who are in the police now, saying they're traitors to the community. But really, it's nothing about that. It is about the communist overlay or infiltration of that movement. And you know, George Floyd had to happen because I'm telling you, you got Chauvin looking right at the camera, taking the guy out. And they knew each other from before. And I'm telling you, where the heck did these people go when they walked him down the block and then came back and then tried to put him in the car? So that whole thing, going back to it, because we all forget about that. And there has been unreasonable, in some cases, crackdowns on black people. When Tim Scott, a U.S. senator, when he's not with his senatorial button or something on, and he's in his blue jeans and a, you know, and a polo shirt or something, when he gets chased around the, I don't know what's the store out there in D.C. He gets chased around a Macy's, let's say, thinking they're going to shoplift or something, then that's goopy. Or if the cops stop you because he's driving a Corvette or an Escalade or whatever it is, or I understand all of that. But this whole deal was a guaranteed kill and then utilized, and I believe planned by the AI to jump it into the next level and to create this summer. And if you recall, I've been telling you about this for a number of years as this would start to happen. And when I first started talking to you about Civil War II, I was talking to you mostly about, number one, the foundational phase, and starting to tell you that there was a little bit of the terrorist phase starting to come in. And now we're beyond that, and we're into the guerrilla warfare phase in some cases. Car and truck bombs will become common. Assassination of police officers and minor politicians will become common. Multiple day tribal riots with barricades and sieges of police stations will become common. This is the guerrilla warfare phase of Civil War. Thomas Chittenden, Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. Published by American Eagle Publications in 1996 out of Sholo, Arizona. Ladies and gentlemen, you will see snipers. You're going to see all of this kind of stuff. You know, I'm tell you what, you're going to see it. And I don't go anywhere, and I live happily in two separate states crossed by state line where concealed carry is okay without a license. So I'm not saying I can conceal carry all the time, which I don't. But I don't go anywhere, somewhere in terms of the car and that stuff without it. And at home, I conceal carry at home, or I open carry at home. So don't go anywhere without your shooting irons, you know, if you can. And for years, even when it wasn't righteous to do that, you can still go with your shooting irons under the Second Amendment. Because it's always better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6. And if it's going to be that guy or me, it's going to be that guy, as far as I'm concerned. Like Patton said, make the other poor, dumb SOB die for his country. Don't tell me how glamour it is to die for your country. Make the other poor sucker die for his. And he was talking about the Nazis or the Japs in those days during World War II. So you need to prepare methodically for what Lord Jesus has told you about in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and you need to apply Matthew 25, the lamp oil, the wicks, and everything, and be prepared for when the bridegroom cometh. But if you prepare yourself, then you're going to be more likely to endure to the end that Lord Jesus is talking about in Matthew 24. Those who endure to the end, the same shall be saved. So anyway, these phases are already in vogue, and then we've got all of the stuff that's going on in the signs and the moon and stars and the sun and heaven, you know. We've got the wild weather phases, some of which are created. The weather warfare is ongoing. And, you know, like Old Hawk said, maybe it was time to keep the Red Chinese busy with the Three Gorges Dam, and somebody is doing that. Do you think there's any wonder that the Chinese, with their little loon balloons, are interested in S4, Area 51, and in other areas where space assets, the real Space Force, have locations? Or why, in the midst of certain things, they try to take out Puerto Rico and the power grid? Maybe to get at what's down below the seabed flow, or what's out there in the middle of the Pacific, or in various places in the United States, in the deep underground. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is getting wild weasel. You want to keep Old Hawk in the air, keep him in the game, swinging the ball bat at the Lucy and popping him right in the nose and in the shins and, you know, poking him in the ribs. And I hope you do. You can contact me at email radiohawk777@hotmail.com. radiohawk777@hotmail.com. You can send me a letter or a note or a card or say hi. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. FRNs, a little bit of metals, ounce of silver, silver dime, quarter, little bit of gold, whatever it might be, a check, no problem. Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of people out there, I get calls and stuff, or I get emails talking about people who are in need. And I would just say this, for all the people like my buddy, Beatrix, Nebraska, may the Lord give you, may the Lord Jesus give you medical miracles. And to my old friend, the grandmother down in Florida, may Lord Jesus continue to give you medical miracles. And to that good, nice man, whose last name begins with an F, you've gotten a good report from what I understand down in Tennessee. May the Lord Jesus continue to give you medical miracles. And to all the friends out there in Atlanta, the suburbs. Bellevue, Washington. Down an old Warren Soul Drive. To all my good friends all over the United States and up in Nevada and over in Oregon and in Northern California and the old scholar Temecula and the dentist from a nearby town. All the good folks everywhere. To the old Maine Maniacs and the Massachusetts crew. God bless each and every one of you, all right? For all of those people who kept me on the air for all these years, God bless you. Now, let's see. I just got sent something here. A full mobilization of the Turkish Navy has been ordered by its capital, Ankara. The Turkish naval vessels have been ordered to withdraw from standing NATO Maritime Group 2 and proceed forthwith to the Mediterranean Sea and Aegean Sea. According to the Greek Navy, three frigates belonging to the Turkish Navy are crossing the Dardanelles and are on their way to the southern Aegean. So it looks like Turkey and Greece are getting ready to go head-to-head. So we're just filling up the Mediterranean with even more navies of this one, that one, and the other one. Another NATO warship, Spanish, is sailing east just south of Cyprus. So this is kind of an interesting scenario, and I guess that's breaking news from, what was it, I believe Hal Turner broke that. Somebody sent me the headline here on it. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is just a incredible. I don't know also if you saw the other day the Civil War analysis that was at Natural News, the old Health Rangers deal. It was back a little while ago, back in July, the article. And it said, Black Lives Matter terror cells will carry out armed killing sprees on white communities while corporate America provides the funding for illegal weapons. If you haven't seen that, it was in July 19th. That is an excellent article. And apparently there are 269 corporations funneling hundreds of millions of dollars into the hands of the Marxist leaders of Antifa and Black Lives Matter. So there's one right there that is quite interesting, huh? Very interesting in and of itself. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what else to tell you tonight. I don't know what else to say, but this stuff is getting really long in the tooth, and I've been warning you, and the Lord has made sure that I hollered my warnings as loud as I possibly could, and a whole lot of you prepared. But I'm telling you, if you're looking for long-term storage food, it's hard to find. In other words, freeze-dried food and that kind of stuff. Even the freeze-dried machines, where you can order them, have taken months to produce and to get, you know, shipped out to people. And I know somebody who got one of those recently. And we're going to see how well that works and how that does for them. But I think that's a good thing. But I'm going to tell you what, even the can of chunky soup or Progresso soup, with the shortage of the aluminum cans or the steel cans, you know, the tin cans, so to speak, because they're made in China. You want to see everything come back here? You want to see everybody have a good manufacturing job or make better than the minimum wage or what have you? You bring back the factories that make the drugs. Well, President Trump just brought one back. Put it in New York State at the Kodak plant. That should have bought off Cuomo. But oh no, now they've redoubled down and now the Manhattan DA, another one, is subpoenaing now Deutsche Bank and others for Trump's records, which they've already said they'll give them up. If they're subpoenaed for them, they'll be brought in court. But you see, all of this is real interesting now. Now the NRA, they want to disband the NRA prior to the election. That's the Attorney General of New York State. And de Blasio has got checkpoints coming into New York at the same time when Cuomo is saying, oh, rich people, come on back. I'll buy you a drink. Come over to the house. I'll cook, you know. Well, they ain't coming back to you. Not coming back to you at all. At the same time, a lot of people leaving California and going to the smaller places, but I'm going to tell you, don't take California's politics with you to Texas. Don't take it to Boise. Don't take it this place. Don't take it that place. Go and learn and see what the local people do. And I'll tell you, all it takes is a lot of money, but I don't have it. I pay my bills, and that's about it. And God bless those that help keep Hawk in the game. Because I work for the Lord Jesus, and I'm not scared to admit it. Lord Jesus is my Savior, all right? Lord Jesus can wash you clean of your sins. That's the best deal in town, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to go into their Luciferian knife down a fight, and the first step to surviving what is going to come is to get right with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Don't go into their Luciferian knife down a fight. Stand up for Jesus. Stand for our Lord in heaven. Stand for your family and protect your property. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mighty men and women of valor, I think you're in the fight and using your high tech. Go ahead and keep doing it. They got this Chinese Ugo Luigi Network satellite. You're gonna go pick it up. Stay on the optic. General, got a mission.